This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
O God, daar's ons. Dat ons het sommer nog die oordenking ook geweet. There we are. Okay. So, anyone else can hear?
It's on now.
Okay. So, if we were off air, I want to apologize for everything you heard. If we were on air, I want to really apologize for anything you've heard. All the deaf people, please leave the room now. Kan ons asseblief al die dowes kry om nou uit te gaan? Dit is nie vir julle bedoel. Ah, people, welcome to the 7th of October in the year of our wonderful Lord 2016. And we've got a wonderful, crammed, juicy show just bursting to have an orgasm of information, love, and general entertainment in your wonderful ears. And I've got Charmaine Harris here with me. Charmaine, good morning, my darling.
She's in the house. She's in the house. She's in the house. Good morning.
Charmaine is in die huis. Goeiemôre, Charmaine. En hoe was jou show Dinsdag? Waaroor het julle gepraat?
Wow, ons het gepraat oor indigo children, crystal children, and rainbow children. Oh, so we basically spoke about the star seed.
What is indigo? I've heard that before. Isn't it a color?
Yeah, dit is 'n kleur.
So what is indigo children?
Well, the indigo children het so in die vroeë 70s ingekom van so 72. Mm-hmm. En hulle was nou die oorspronklike rebels in terme van the way they thought, you know, hulle die titel rebels gekry vanweë hulle eie soortige manier van goeders doen.
Was hulle soos hippies of wat?
Nee, die hippies is mos die 60s. So, hulle is net...
Is indigo 70s children?
Ja, hulle is reguit, hulle doen goeders anders, hulle ruffle feathers, sulke type van goeders.
Okay, well, Bernard Beis is not here today because he is going to Cape Town to watch Hedwig and the Angry Inch. This is a German play.
Ek sien hy speel so op Facebook, hy sê hy is vreselik excited.
Ach, ja, hy is so excited.
Ek mis hom so nou.
Well, he sent me something which I think is foul and very vulgar and should be played immediately. It is a young child, a young white Afrikaans boy, trying to tell his mother that he's eating candy floss. In Afrikaans, ons sê spookasem. Maar die sinkie het nie lekker verstaan.
Oppo, kyk wat het hy.
Wat het jy? Wat is dit?
Poes-awesome. Poes-awesome. So poes-awesome is not really what we want to say. Maybe the marriage will be on the rocks if papa comes home with poes-awesome. But let's listen again.
Wat
het
jy? Wat het jy?
Wat het jy?
Wat het jy?
Wat het dit?
Hoor jy stil word onmiddellik. Oupa het 'n hartaanval. Want oupa gaan, wat eet jy? Wat eet jy? Dit's poesarts. Oupa?
Kan ek net sê vir 'n oomblik het ek gedink dis blertsie daai en dat jy 'n joke maak.
No, it's really
isn't real.
It's okay. Really really true. That's what Betty sends me. Mm-hmm. Sent to the team.
Mm, en Wieke, jy het nou 'n woord genoem, poes-asem. I never thought that a word like that could exist.
No.
And now, as that image is in my corp.
Funded.
Fun poppy, but
yeah.
Awesome.
Verstaan.
It's just messed up.
Ek is jammer dat dit kan jou gedoen.
Nee, is reg. Ek gaan vir my 'n letty kry.
Het ons boodskappe? Nee.
Kyk, gou nie nog nie.
We got WeChat. It's WeChat is on here.
That's nog next.
So you can start chatting to us if you're listening to us, people. We got a wonderful show. We got Andre Oudendal here, who is acting in Dop, which is a play on at the Monte Casino Studio, Peter Tureen Theatre. And Villa Wilhelm. He's co-star. It's a play that plays off in a bar. En ons gaan in Afrikaans oor die play praat, want dit is fucking Afrikaans. Dit help nie ons praat Engels oor 'n Afrikaanse play nie.
Oma.
Want ek wil graag die Afrikaanse mense moet hierdie play kom kyk. Dit is fantasties. Dit is niet. Dit is goed vir Afrikaans, so 'n oulike play. Daar's baie dinge waar ek vir eenselwig het, soos die spreekwoorde waaroor hulle praat en die manier hoe die ou stelselmatig drink en obviously dit affekteer hom en dit gebeur voor jou oë op stage. So ek regtig kan dit aanbeveel. Dit is oulik en snaaks en touching en is amper soos 'n Romeinse priester. Oulik en touching en en mooi aangetrek. I'm trying to find something I was talking about before the show started. I was talking to Jane and she was telling me her surname. Jane works here. Her surname is Mujaji. And she said I must spell it and I couldn't. So I want to invite everyone listening on WeChat or Twitter to write Mujaji. Don't look it up. Just write it instinctively and we will tell you if you're right or wrong. I was wrong. I couldn't spell Mujaji. But Muni my judgy.
Pittig vermoere jy, né?
Ek is soos 'n fucking waterlemoen, vol pitte. Tell me, Shemaine, did you know that I had a show last week and did you ask me how it went?
Well, jy weet, ek probeer om... I try to be respectful of the space that I'm allowed into, because this is your space, so I try to not be too forward. Want jy weet, ek is mos my al voorbarige ousie.
En het jy my nou gevra?
Cassie, hoe was jou show
verlede week? Dit was heerlik. Dit was verskriklik lekker. I was very, very nervous because I had pneumonia. I had fucking everything under the sun. I thought, because if you don't perform a lot, you get illnesses. But as soon as I stepped on that stage, it all disappeared. It was fantastic. I was nervous. I was actually just excited to be there.
Ek het hier, wel, kan ek seker nou nie sê reviews gesien
van... Daar was nie reviews nie, maar...
Nee, op Facebook, I take them seriously.
Yeah, but that's not a review, it's a newspaper.
So I know.
So you mean people who went and wrote what they saw, their reactions, yes? What was that?
I know, dit was baie goed. Chris Brittain het ook 'n baie nice enetjie geskryf.
Wat het hy gesê?
Ek kan nou nie onthou nie.
Chris Brittain just sent me another... And it's an... Fuck, why are people so poosbehe? Because he has another poos. This is from Chris. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Brandaanstekers in die lig.
Poes is weg.
Oh.
Mami sou sy nog wel lewe.
Mami sal weet.
Onse poes is weg. Dagenlang is sy al soek. Onse poes is weg.
Haar
mandjie staat leeg in de hoek.
Mandjie is leeg in die hoek.
Waar zou onze poes nu toch heen zijn? Ik zoek nu al dagen naar haar. Ik zet iedere dag in de keuken.
Dus kom bij.
Wat eten en melk voor haar klaar. Ik vroeg het aan al onze buren. Zag u onze Miepie misschien? Het is alweer zo lang geleden dat ik onze poes heb gezien.
Okay, dit is nou oulik. Dis Melchior en dankie Chris vir dit. So jy sê Chris sê dit was goed. Okay. Nou Shemaine, kom ek leer jou iets. As jy sien daar staan new messages.
Cassie, gee tyd.
Dan scoot jy.
Dan moet ek nou onmiddellik scoot. Okay, kom ek gaan gou kyk.
Nie, scoot nie, scoot. American, you scoot across.
Do you
you scoot across and then you know the Americans say and then I want you to. You scoot across and then I want you to click there. And there's a Mujaji demo. Mujaji, no, that's wrong demo. Well, you go on.
Okay. Maar ek
Okay, so wat doen jy nou? Waar gaan jy nou heen?
Ek moet nou heen gaan want ek kan nie.
Maar waar gaan jy dan nie? In my mic praat.
Ja.
So do that then.
No, ek nou sien Michelle Kirstenbaum.
Okay, maar nou moet jy in die mic praat want nou sit mense by die huis. Daai doof is hardop nou weer terug. So wat die fok?
Dimo Mujaji is baie verkeerd gespel.
Ja. Ons sal nou sê hoe dit gespel word, maar dit is verkeerd. Hy het gespel M
M U J A C
Muchachi. That's more like Mexican.
H-I,
it's more
yeah.
Mexican. We don't know what Mexican. African.
Kyk, daar's 'n boodskap van Sureta. Hi Sirius team, luister vir die eerste keer in 'n lang tyd weer live. Love julle almal en lekker naweek vir jou ook Sureta.
We love you. Spencer looks like he's got it right. Let the see there.
Spencer.
Yeah.
Hy's reg.
Is hy reg?
Ja.
Maar
het jou naam verkeerd.
My naam is verkeerd Spencer.
Spencer, jy kan nie Cassie se naam verkeerd spel nie.
Maar
Mujaji is reg, hoor.
Is dit reg?
Ja.
Ja, you got it right. Spencer's got it right. Other people still try, but Spencer, you win. You win a 250,000 rand hamper from Checkers Harare. Congratulations, it's one fucking half bread.
Okay,
March the 7th. No, this is, we need October, hey. What's this? You know there was a professional musician called William Billings, and he was born today in 1746.
Bill Billings.
No, yeah, Bill Billings, yeah, for his friends. He was William, but Bill, and he was born in 1746. No one cares anymore, except we, today, remember him, after all those years.
What's William, the significance?
He was a professional musician, the first one ever to be born in the United States itself, when they became the United States.
Musician? Maar wat van die Indians wat daar is? Wat het hulle die bongos wat hulle gespeel het hulle nie muziek gemaakt he?
Let me read. The first professional musician, the Indians were not professional. They were hunting horses and cows and make tents. And then in between at night, they were playing on the tom-tom.
So they didn't get they paid for it.
And then the cows would commit suicide. Well, we got our guests here, and let me play them the absolute... Wait, I'm going to do it.
Extra special!
We got our extra special guest right here at Cliff Central. And now we're going to switch over to Afrikaans. And this is Avila of Wilhelm. Goeiemorgen.
Goeiemorgen, Kasper.
And André... Oudendal, goeiemôre.
Hallo Kasper.
Lekker dat jy hier is en baie welkom.
Dankie.
Die show. André was al 'n paar keer hier. Hy is 'n FOTS, friend of the show. Wilhelm, is jou eerste keer?
Dit is my eerste keer.
Gaan nie seer wees nie.
Dit is die eerste keer in 'n podcast ook, so dat ek is voorberei, ja.
Okay, maar ons vat dit stadig.
Okay.
Die arme kind word gebreek.
Ja.
Dis waarom ek sê, ons vat dit stadig, ons het lubrication. Jermaine en ek het gaan kyk na julle play Dop. Dis by die Monte Casino Studio Theater. En dit was vir my 'n wonderlike ervaring. Dit was 'n moeilike aand vir julle. Dit was een van julle eerstes na die opening, dink ek. So julle het net geopen op 'n high. En nou moet julle die tweede show doen wat altyd moeilik is. Maar ek dink julle het julle goed van julle taak gekwyt. Dit was uitstekend. En dis 'n goeie teks, né? Dink julle ook so?
Ja. Ek dink dis 'n besonderse teks vir 'n eerste teks vir 'n jong skrywer.
Ja, die eerste teks? Nie geweet nie.
Ja, dit is baie impressive.
Ja, en ek dink hy's 30. Relatief, so ja, dis...
Okay.
Hy is nog jong, weet so.
Ja.
Ja, ek wil net vir jou sê, André, sit jy nog een keer jou arms om my lyf en soen my?
Ek sal.
Ek dink, ek sal dood kan gaan, dis my liedjie vir André. So, ja, by the way, Cathy.
Why? Okay. Why is that the song?
Want hy's sexy.
Oh, so you like, you smoke him?
I smoke him stukkend. Maar hy geen oor vir my nie. But anyway, come back to normal.
Ja,
that show was amazing.
So nie, so
that show was amazing. You guys
Thanks.
Were amazing. Thanks. I know at some point I'm going to try to not divulge any information, but at some point I was going, dude, you know, just back up a bit, back up. You know, just kan ons asseblief nie so oop wees vir 'n man nie. Kan 'n man 'n bietjie toemaak, you know,
because dit is,
verstaan jy?
Ja, yeah, but it's the drank.
Ja, ek weet.
That is why.
Ek weet.
Maar dit is daai, dis een van die wonderlike dinge wat ek dink kreatief reg gekry het en obviously so wyn ook met haar regie. En want dis die punt waar ons wou by uitkom is hierdie twee generasies van Afrikaanse ouens en dan kry jy daai oomblik waar al twee huil oor verskillende goed.
Ja, ja, dit
maar
is
saam huil.
Treffend.
Jy weet, dit is nogal.
Dit het gewerk. Ja, so kom ons gaan net bietjie terug vir die mense wat stadig is. Die direkteur is
Sylvain Struyck.
Is dit 'n vrou of 'n man?
Dis 'n vrou.
Ah, Sylvain Struyck.
Ja.
Okay, and she's English.
She's English, also speaks fluent French, trained at Le Coq in France.
Mm, my type of girl. Yeah.
Maar Afrikaans is baie goed ook. Sy het obviously 'n baie goeie aanvoeling in 'n oorvertaler.
Ja, ja. Ja, mens kon sien aan die manier hoe sy die show directed, dat sy amper so universal gegaan het, soos sy kon het verstaan het of nie verstaan het nie, maar die oorgange en die body language en goed wat sy ingesit het, dit is universal.
Ja, sy was baie sensitief met die werk, denk ek. Ja. Ja.
Het jy par aan jou keel of is
ek jy missioneel? Ek het geskoon maak.
Nou, so, daar gaan hy.
Cool.
Ek dink dis RSG waar hy moet maniere hê. Hier hoef jy nie, dis Kasper se show.
Ja, ja, relax. En die ding is baie mense dink, maar nou suk hier en ander mense gaan, jy weet, ander mense wat sal nie luister hierna nie. So jy hoef nie te worry nie. Net die mense wat ons like luister.
Ja.
Dis dit so nice is. Dis ja. Ja. Nooit hate mail nie, niks.
Ja.
Dis ook nie fucking so, mail like it my nie. Waar is die mail? Skryf mense.
Soos dit moet wees, ja.
Ja. So dit is lekker. Dis net 'n bietjie warm. Ja. Palessa, can we please have some air? I'm so hot. I feel like Satan himself. sitting on his throne, throwing coals.
Maar,
thank you.
Wilhelm, het jy, kon jy jouself vereenselwig met die karakter wat jy gespeel het? Want jy is een soort van in dieselfde generasie.
Ja, 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 definitief. Ek denk hoe ek vereenselwig het was die feit dat, ja, ek weet nie te veel weg te gee nie, maar ek self het 'n goeie verhouding met my ouma gehad en
wow, ag shit.
Ja.
Daar's 'n goeie connection daar.
So en dit was cool en ek het 'n regte vriendeband van laerskool af tot nou toe nog.
Mm.
En die dude het nie dit gehad en hy was geuproot van sy skool, sy vriende, sy hele society en getrek Australië toe.
Moenie dink dit moet jy nie sê nie. Dit moet jy nie sê nie. Nou gaan jy weer die fucking goed weg.
Ag, dis okay, maar
hy was 'n vreemdeling. Hy's 'n vreemdeling.
Hy's ja.
Ja.
Bietjie van 'n expat en so hy ja. hy so hy's terug. So ek kan definitief dink waar dit hy moes gaan, ja.
Maar jou aksent.
Ja, ek kon net vra. Great minds think alike. I wanted to ask about the accent.
Dankie. Ja, dit was ja.
En Kasper, een van ons ou ander vriende het vir Willem gehelp met die aksent, Steven Jennings.
Ja, nie Jennings, so in Kaapstad, ja.
So kom jy van die Kaap af?
Ek is in die Kaap, ja.
So het jy daar getrein?
Jebo.
Okay, so vertel vir ons 'n klein bietjie, ons aspirant akteur, hoe, waarop moet jy let vir 'n New Zealand of 'n Australian accent?
Ja, so die accent het ons wel ontwikkel van die Britse, veral die Cockneys, wat as prisoners ons gestuur is.
Dis reg.
Na die Australiese eiland toe. En hulle het almal so net gesyp die hele tyd en in die myne gewerk, so hulle monde was nie baie, hulle was so half geslur en hulle monde was half toe om die stof uit te hou en so die aksent ontwikkel.
Dis interessant.
Ja, yeah, so it's like, it's very, very lazy and it's all like in the top of the mouth. So it is, maar ja, so die T's is baie prominent en dis baie al die klinkers is baie gelig en ek het baie movies gekyk en Australian podcasts geluister en ja, en documentaries waarin 'n writer so half stadig praat ook, jy weet, so ja.
Dis baie interessant. Nou, okay, kom ons vat 'n woord soos I am sitting quietly at my desk. Hoekom sal jy dit in Australië sê as jy dit sê? Sê dit en dan verduidelik vir ons.
Ja, so 'n goeie les wat Steven gegee het was om dit in my eie aksent te sê in Engels.
Okay, I'm sitting quietly at my desk.
Ja, en dan dit in Australië dan hoor jy oor die verskil en dan kan raak jy oorgewoonde aan. So okay. If I'm sitting quietly at my desk, So in Australiaans is I am sitting very quietly at my desk.
I'm sitting.
Dis goed, hè?
Sitting, baie goed. En daai quietly is daai alles sing so 'n bietjie.
Ja, 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 en dis altyd opwaarts en flexies ook. Ja, ja, ja. Vooral met as daar as jy 'n vraag vra en en jy antwoord ook basis dan op 'n vraag, soos wil jy dit sien? Nie net yes nie, wat jy en so voor opwaarts en flexies, ja.
En hoe lank het dit jou gevat om die taal te leer?
Ek het so 4 jaar terug ook 'n pleeg gedoen in Kaapstad wat die aksent gehad het, wat ja, dit was nie so great nie. Maar
maar nou het jy dit onder die knie forever.
Ja, ja. So ek Steven het baie gehelp en ek het maar met self net heeltemal kind of dit in die oor gehad met as ek weet met podcasts en movies so, maar dit was omtrent so volle maand seker wat ek moes.
Jy sê dit asof dit 'n slegte ding is.
Nee, dit is fantasties.
I'm thinking that amazing.
My, thanks, ja.
Maar ons het actually nou, ek het nou 'n grappie gemaak, want jy het niks weggegee nie, want ons het nou Australiese accents geoefen. So ek bedoel, niks is weggegee nie, dit is daar in die play. So,
ja, nee, ek, die nou, karakter nou, praat al in die begin ook.
Ja, onmiddellik. Dan kom jy achter, okay, is. Ek het eers gedink, ons is miskien op 'n ander location.
Ja, well, okay, dalk in
dalk want dit is hoe dit begin, ja. Ja, ja, ek dink as miskien is hierdie ou Andrei is miskien 'n expat.
Ja.
En dan swaai dit om. So het jy hulle verhoog gekom swaai.
Ja. Sou ook interessant gewees het, ja, as dit dalk die geval was.
Doen die show, pose en dan draai julle dit om.
Ja.
Ja. Yes, maar jy's fiks, hoor Andrei, jy's absolutely fiks. Dit lyk nie so nie, maar moer.
Wat sal jy insult ons kies?
Jy het nou net gesê, ek is sexy, 10 minute terug.
Jy is fiks, maar jy lyk nie fiks.
Maar,
nee, jy weet die gewone fiks lyk, het mos abs en spiere wat bulge, en jy lyk net normaal. Ja. Jy weet, soos 'n normale man. En, ja, you know, ach, nee, ouwer jou normale man. So.
Ja, ach, die oukies met six-packs, hulle fokken verloosbare energie in die gym, en so as hulle op die verhoog kom, kan hulle nie lekker bybly nie.
Hoeveel energie het dit uit jou uitgevat, want jy is besig, man.
Ja, nee, kyk, en in 'n klein spasie.
Ja, ja.
Man, kyk, ek het maar aan die begin, die eerste paar dae, Sylvain is sy challenge vir jou, hoor. Sy, nee, jy gaan nie halfpad nie. Jy moet voluit gaan en dan druk sy jou nog so 'n bietjie verder. En dis maar daai hele kak training wat hulle doen, jy weet, hulle they take things to the extreme. En sy het my man net aangehou, ag, en toe doen ek, maar ek was uit asem. Nou nog hier en daar raak ek 'n bietjie uit asem.
Maar dis natuurlik vir jou karakter ook. Jy kan dan nie super fikse inkom nie.
Ja, so ek werk maar daarmee, jy weet. Ja. Maar die fisiese ding, dink ek my energie is fiks. As ek dit so kan sê.
Yes.
Jy weet, so dit is daai verskil tussen die fisiese I think of my energy is fit.
Ja. Ek moet vir julle
Ja, maar
kan ek my aangaan? Ek moet vir julle sê, die show begin 8:00 nie, and I was like, oh my god, I think I need to sleep. Toe die tyd toe julle begin, toe ek soort van so moeg. Toe dit klaar is, toe kon ek hierdie tyd glo nie. I was like,
ja, okay.
Cassie sê vir my, nie aan tussen my en sal halfpot. Ek sê, wat? Is dit okay. Verstaan jy, so
gee jou ook energie die show.
Ja, once you once you click in you in. Mm. You know, that's near
absolutely.
That's near gesukkel nie. It's kind of like because jy speel so goed teenoor mekaar.
Ja, dit is regtig waar die tipe van ding wat jy nou nie sit en buitekant jy gaan binne in dit in en dit tyd staan stil. Dis van dis wonderlik in die storie het murg en bloed. Dis nie fokken, een van die goeders, as ek sê fokken, bedoel ek nou soos 'n fees fokken produksie, wat nou opgeslaan is gou vinnig, en dan by 55 minute, dan moet hulle nou klaar, want iemand anders wil nou in, Allegno Strachlin, of iemand wil nou in met haar nuwe poetry fokken show.
So, of iemand wil gaan vir Steve gaan luister,
ja,
kom verlaat die saal.
Mama, ons moet gaan, is 'n uur. So, hier is regtig 'n theater met vleis. Dis awesome. Dis uitseker. Want ek wil bietjie teruggaan. Ek wil kyk of ek dit reg verstaan het wat jy vir my vertel het Andrei en dit is het Retief wat die play geskryf het jou sien dronk speel in, toe jy direct het, het ek dit so verstaan nou?
Hoe nee, nee, en die ware story.
Ja.
En kom ons stiek maar by die ware.
Kom, die waarheid is altyd maar die beste.
Maak seer maar is die beste.
Nee, president Zuma.
ons het, ek het actually toe ek Fat Friend gedirect het,
yes.
Is daar doen die jong acteurs een klein dronk toneelkie. En in die oorspronkelijke en toe het ek aanvankelijk een beetje gesikkel, want ek is nie een director wat daarvan nou om voor te speel vir actors nie, dan probeer ek om guide en ek probeer om guide en ek probeer om guide en het nie lekker doen, toe enig toe wys ek net vir ons een stukje, toe sê Toby Cronje actually, my fok Andre, jy moet een hele play doen waar jy dronk is en toe het Koosie vir Retief ontdek
Facebook.
Op Facebook hy het, Koosie het een competitie type van een competitie uitgestuur op Facebook vir jong skrywers, jong nuwe skrywers. En Retief was een van hulle, en Koos het my gebel en het gesê, man, ek dink hierdie ouke het potentiaal, en ons het na sy goed gekyk, en ons het een meeting gehad met Retief, en ons het, so had vir hom gesê, ja, ok, nou is nou hierdie play, ons wil hier met die play van Andre skrywe, en toe Retief met hierdie wonderlike idee van hierdie ou wat op die spoorweg gewerk het, en hy is in een bar, en een skrikkeljaar, en bla bla bla, al hy goed
gesien
in die plek, het Retief mee voor een dag gekom, en wat vir my so fucking impressive is van die ding, is die hoe Retief die structuur van die play reg gekry het, want dit is die moeilikste ding vir 'n first time writer. Kyk, hulle kan baie keer dialoog skryf, en hulle kan slim wees.
En vir alle two-hander, ja.
Ja, maar as jy daar structure reg kry, waar alles opgetaai word, alles, jy weet, dit is...
Ja, dit was baie lekker, want daar is 'n stadium in die play, so 10 minute voor hy actually eindig, wat mens dink, dit kan dalk 'n einde wees, wat gelukkig dan nie is nie. Ek is so happy gewees, want dan taai ons nog alles nog mooi saam op die einde.
Dit is excellent. So, dit is nou die dronk ding.
Wel, dit is so a nice, wel amper sê gimmick, maar dit is so fantasties, om hierdie karakter wat onvermydelik moet dronker en dronker raak. En dat is verskriklike oulike cute oomlikke, wat mens die arme ou net wil kunne drukkie gee, maar het is, want dronk is ook snaaks.
Ja.
Terwyl het tragies is, maar hy, andere doen het so goed, en die geleidelikheid daarvan, waar dronk later word een bietjie lelik, en you know, hy kan nie, dan neem die drank heeltemal oor, en hierdie man kom eens achter, syp ook baie. Die karakter.
O, jesse.
Ja, hy kan sy.
Ek wil nog teruggaan voor ons aangaan, en dit is asseblief, help vir ons, ons mense wat nie weet nie, ons leke, wat is Le Coq? Dames en heren, luister af, wat is Le Coq? Kom ons hoor.
Man, dis 'n lekker ding.
ek wou nou gesê, dis 'n vleisie.
Ja, maar, ja. Ek kan hom braai, ek kan hom... man, kyk, dit is a school, soos wat die Juilliard Acting School famous is in Amerika, New York, of Lee Strasberg, of wat ook al. Le Coq is a institution in Frankrijk, in Parijs, waar
hulle... Actors.
Actors training, maar hulle concentreer specifiek op clowning.
Ah.
En de specificity, as daar so woord is, van clowning. En wat, jy weet, hulle vertrekpunt is, daar's 'n clown in allemaal van ons. But what is that clown? And the clown usually represents the truth, actually, about you and about society. Maar ek het agtergekom met Sylvain, is die werk is ontsettend specifiek. Jy weet, dat niks is vaag nie. I mean, as jy glas optel, hoekom tel jy die glas? Wat er is? Met andere woorde, dit gaan affecteer hoe jou handstand is, hoe jy die... Jy weet, so dit is maar, ek dink, miskien weet wel hulle een bietjie meer, maar dis die basiese grondslag van Le Coq.
Wel, daar is een oomblik in die play, kom ons sê so 3/4, waar daar baie fysische dinge gebeur, en dit is baie clownesk ook. Excellent. Ja, nou verstaan ek die discipline. Ja, ek wil nou nie vir die mense sê precies wat het is nie, maar dit is baie goed.
Vir die Puritane, denk ek, of is dit die Puritane?
Sal
die taal gebruik amazing wees, want
ja.
It's fun going back with the language and the way they
it also reminded me of my father and myself,
mm-hmm.
sê ek nou in Engels, want baie keer as mense 'n woord gebruik, dan korrigeer ek hulle, sê ek nie, jy sê hierdie woord, daai woord is verkeerd, jy sê nie ingemeen nie, that's incommon, jy sê gemeen, sulke goed doen ek. Ja.
En dis die generasie gap eintlik goed uitgebeeld word in die play, weet jy.
Ja.
Wat my korrigeer, jy weet.
Ja. Jy is die millennium.
Millennia. Nee, millennium. Ja.
En nuwe goedjies leer.
Millennial.
Millennial, ja.
Daar's nou nie 'n antwoord op Lekak vir jou nie, maar daar's 'n boodskap vir jou, Cassie. Wil jy ek moet dit lees?
Ja, vra, wat is dit, Dimo? Wat sê Dimo?
Hy vra wat het gebeur met die podcast van Kansa Story en dan vra hy ook waar's Gavin?
Dimo, die podcasts kom, ons is, wat is ons agter met die podcasts? Is dit wat jy vir my probeer sê, Dimo? Want dan is jy seker reg, maar ons is besig om in te haal, so moenie worry nie, Kansa Story vandag kan nie gebeur nie, want daar was heleboel tegniese probleme, maar ek sal nou kyk by Andre en Wilhelm, of hulle saam met my net 'n bietjie, ons kan die story improviseer, en dan is jy happy.
Yay!
En die ander vraag was, fuck podcasts.
Waar's Gavin?
Waar's Gavin? Ach, shame, vergeet ek alweer van Gavin. Gavin, kom ook. You see, we mix and match. Ons mix and match. En omdat ek laas week ongelukkig weg moes gaan, en volgende week is ek weer volkon weg, en dan, maar dan bly ek. Maar dan bly ek. Because next week, people, let me tell you, it's the premiere of Snags Genug, the movie, which will be coming out the 28th of October at worldwide 3D IMAX 4X cinemas. No, not really.
I was just going to go, wow.
Nee, daar is by New Metro, is daar so'n klein sitkamerkie met 'n Galaxy 7. Dis waar ons movie uitgesaai. But that's why I must go next week. I can't be there. I must fly to Cape Town because they can't apparently do the premiere here. It's so sub-economical. So, but then, Kansa Story, Here Dimo, ons gaan vir jou ruk. Ons gaan vir jou ruk. Voor ons terug gaan na Kon, ek wil net vir Wilhelm iets gevra het, en dit is naamlik, jy word erken, soos jy nou geloop het hierso in Klip Central, is jy op 'n sewende laan?
Ja. Yeah.
Yeah. Wie is jy op sewende laan?
Ek is nie meer nie, my karakter is nie Tronk.
Ok, so jy het...
Hy het 'n paar mense doodgemaak.
So Danny Oorn wil besluit nog of hy jou wil teruggee?
Ja, so hy... ek mag dalk 'n prison break kry of
yes,
een van haar
yes.
gangster in die
wat
tronk.
Wat was sy naam?
Ty.
Ok, mense, so as jy die sewende laan kyk, die drie van julle wat na hierdie show luister, dan Ty. Dis Ty.
Gita se kind.
Gita se kind.
Ja. Oh. Sy was eers my tannie en toe word sy my ma.
Ok, well, ja. It's a soap. Ja.
En in die volgende ene is hy sy girlfriend.
Dat is hy.
Of sy pa.
Ja, dan speel het af in Telmas. So ek al weet, was dit interessant vir jou, die soap acting?
Dit was, ja.
Is dit harde werk?
Dit is harde werk. Ek het nie gedink dit is harde werk nie. Ek was in die Kaap en ek het in Bloem geswat en toe is ek Kaap.
Het jy in Bloem drama gedoen?
Bloem en Stellenbosch.
Goeie, wat so het jy in Stellenbosch gedoen?
Nagraads.
O, het jy my foto's daar?
Ek het, ja. Lang daar in die green room uitgehang.
Dankie.
Het jy geweet, jy gaan enige onderhoud met hom voer?
Glad nie.
Ek ook nie.
Maar al van kleins af 'n fan, jy het my leer vloek, jy weet, so dis awesome.
Bring out the bell, bring out ding, 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 ding.
So you were in Bloemfonteinfontein, het hulle 'n drama departement?
Hulle het 'n baie goeie departement.
Gerben
Kamper was my mentor.
Okay.
En 'n paar ander mense. En
toe doen jy
honeers. En toe meesters in Stellenbosch.
Fuck off!
Ja!
As jy meesters in drama?
Jep, jep.
Wel, wat moet jy noem?
Nee, net
doktorandus. dit is nice. Jy is so nabij, nou moet jy dokter word.
O, nee, ja, nee, gaat nie gebeur nie, nee.
You have to.
Glad nie, ek het net genoeg vir die prakties eigenlijk.
Hy, na hierdie plek, kry hy sy dokters.
Yay!
Ons geer het vir hom.
Ja, maar jy hoef nie... Moenie bang wees dat dit pretentious is nie, jy hoef nie altyd, jy hoef nie te sê dop, met andere oorendal en dokter verhelm. Moenie dit doen.
Dan die volgende plan is, Dr. Wilhelm van der Walt en Dr. John Carney.
Ja.
Dan gaan...
Maar jy het jou nog gekry op Merite.
Ja, wel, so hoop ek.
Is Carney nou, is hy nou een dokter?
John Carney.
Het was in een klein kamerkie opgeneem.
En die man het onmiddellik gegaan oepen.
Ja. Bring op nader. Okay.
Maar ek was nie eindelijk van plan om, ek weet nie, baie geïnteresseerd om CP te doen nie, maar toe is het een baie cool rol. En ek is wel pretty badass en ek kan eindelijk doen wat ek wil. Ek weet ek het bykie meer kreatieve vryheid gehad as...
Badass is eindelijk altyd lekker.
Is moerse lekker, ja.
Dink jy ook...
Het is ek lang daar, vir 3 jaar omtrent, ja, en toe kwit ek, ja.
Dink jy ook, daar is een stigma aan, oh, daar is danke.
Hallo, dankie, kom in, hey, Duncan, kom sê hallo, dankie.
Sorry,
Duncan. We don't see him a lot, because he's,
hey.
Duncan, kom. Altijd je laat.
Kere die lawaai in hierdie studie, ek is nog bezig om vir Wilhelm een vraag te vraag.
Duncan mag nie hier praat, nie, weet julle.
Lekker.
Hallo.
Ek gaan nou met jou praat.
Pacella
sit, dis die director van Pacella, ja.
Pacella is hier, people.
Hulle is bezig hier om met Cassie a show to
well,
do.
Well, and one of the things they're doing is they're recording us here at Cliff Central, and ons met weer Afrikaans praat, met Pacella Afrikaans program. So ons moet net sê, Pacella, if you can hear us, you can do whatever you want, start rolling, come in and out as you wish, we will roll with your punches.
Maar jy moet Afrikaans praat. Ons ander, ek hoef nie.
Jy hoef nie.
Ja, dankie.
Ek hoef nie.
Wat denk jy van seepies? Sien dat jy nou jou meesters het en allemaal is my soort van, oog seepies, oog pa. Jy weet,
dit is definitief harde werk, ek het dit nie besef nie, maar dis, en dis ook een interessante routine, wat ek nie gedink het, ek sal van hou nie, maar dit was te cool. En ek het baie geleer, en dis eindelijk hoekom ek maar gegaan het ook, op die einde was om te leer en om te spaar en om saam met Jodie Silva te werk, wat een amazing actress is en so ja, maar ek het baie geleer en dit het baie gehelp. En so ek dink mense onderskat nogal CP.
Ja, en die dissipline.
Mens moet dit ten minste gedoen het.
Ja.
En dan kan
ja.
jy daaroor op enige manier dit gebruik.
Verseker.
Om terug te verwys na as jy 'n CP actor speel eendag ja. of om net te weet hoe die ure werk.
Exactly.
Shamai, niemand neem foto's nie, het jy 'n kamera?
My
kamera is totaal af. Ons moet foto's neem.
Weet, ons het, die boys doen ons altyd die
altyd,
foto's.
Altyd, maar hulle doen dit nie nou nie.
Ek is so useless, terwyl ek foto's vat.
Okay,
wat
maar,
denk jy, my liewe André? Denk jy ook, dis...
Neem jy nou die show? Ek is op pad na...
Skos, ek het jou gesê.
Nee, Shemaine, vrou.
Ek wil jy ons aansluit by die gedachte van Willem, in term van CP, sien dat jy...
Want jy is, dis intelligent, want jy is beter met radio as ek. Ek boons rond, soos een AHDH fucking vlinder.
Nou, jy is een genius. André, terwyl ek voet, is wat antwoord op
toe? Oor CP. Ja. Man, kyk, ek het al heel wat CP's gedirect, snaaks genoeg.
Oh.
Ja, ek het op backstage gewerk as 'n regisseur, en toe het ek, so bykie op binnenlanders direct, toe het hulle my gefire na rikkie, want ek het iets verkeerd gedoen. En toe het ek die eerste klompie episodes van Rhythm City, ek het actually Rhythm City gelaunch.
Dis 'n baie bekende, ja.
As 'n director. En toe, 2 jaar terug, omtrent 2-3 jaar terug, vir die eerste keer in 'n CP gespeel. Ek het 'n man met multiple personality disorder gespeel.
Op, en
jy,
wat?
Jy weet, as hy type rolle verby kom, dan gaan,
dis lekker, dan,
gaan
jy,
dan gaan hulle andere oornaal.
wat sy reeks is dit?
Dit was Binnenlanders.
Plek jy my gewaarskie het?
Ja.
Is jy nou weer uit?
Ja nee, dit was omtrent 2 jaar terug, as, en so dit, dit was my...
Maar dis lekker.
Parents, ja. Maar Wilhelm, ek wil net aansluit nou by die hele ding, Wilhelm, ons bietjie praat oor Wilhelm, ons het nou genoeg gepraat, sad, Frank, sy issues. ek het Wilhelm jare terug vir die eerste keer op die verhoog gesien,
wat?
In die Kaap, in Kersieboord, Cherry Orchard.
Chekhov.
In Chekhov. En ja, en hy het nogal my aandag getrek, wat nie baie jong akteurs doen nie. Ek sien baie jong akteurs en ek werk met baie en baie van hulle is baie talentvol. Maar daar was kwaliteit wat ek baie van gehou het en ek het van en toe gedink ek sal nogal daarvan hom eendag iets met Wilhelm te,
en daar is dit
te
nou.
Doen en dit gebeur en dus
ek dink hierdie play van julle het nou net begin hè en ek kon sien dat dit gaan nog groei dat julle op 'n stadium gaan dit 'n fantastiese een groot
ja.
geheel symbiotiese geheel wees
organisch.
it's gonna be ja,
ja.
Organies baie mooi baie dankie vir die woord
presies
Maar nou vinnig gaan ons gou 'n bietjie improviseer vir Demo. OK, so een van ons karakters is Marcel. Ek sal Marcel wees. Marcel is besig om agter te kom van die drug industrie. Wie is die drug lord? Ek gee nou julle net agtergrond want dit gaan nie nou ter sprake kom nie, maar om dit te doen is hy rent boy. So kom ons sê Wilhelm, jy is 'n nuwe rent boy wat nou inkom en miskien kan jy vir my vra en dan later ek gaan Andre as 'n customer aankom en dan moet ons weer praat.
En waar is ons?
Ons is buite by voor 'n Spar of iets seker maar.
Ja.
Okay, ons kan nie die wel Jermaine kan die geluide maak.
Hoe lank gaan dit vat want ek wil die video post.
En dan moet ek nou een van julle wil koop.
Ja, ons sal vir jou wys wanneer jy met inkom. Kom ons voel eers mekaar 'n bietjie uit. OK, Marcel praat 'n bietjie snaaks, ek is jammer. Hi, wat is jou naam?
Hi. Ek is Stefan.
Jy nie?
Ja, ek kom daar van die ander kant die dorp af. Hulle het gesê ek moet aan hierdie kant toe kom. Ek is nie meer daar toegelaat nie. Hulle het my gevra ek moet met jou kom praat. Jy is Marcel, nê?
Ja, ek is die tipe van aan die reël hier. Ek sal nie sê ek's 'n baas nie, maar ek help mense. Wat het jy gedoen aan die ander kant dat hulle jou weggegooi het?
Wel, ek was 'n tipe van 'n rentboy, maar
ja, ek ook. Moenie skaam wees.
Okay, maar daar was diere betrokke, so ek is nou die kan. Hulle het my geskuif. So nou is ek hier by jou en nou wil ek net kind of weet ja, hoe die besigheid die kant werk.
So jy's like specialist.
Nogals, maar in 'n ander veld as wat joune is.
Ja. Ja. Ek neem aan mense het vir jou gevra, "Hoeveel vra jy?"
Dit was baie van die vrae.
Ja.
En ja, my pimp het my toe daar toe een van die diere dood gegaan. Toe ek verplaas en ek
wow.
Is nou by jou en nou wil ek net kind of weet hoe die mense besigheid werk.
Ek wou sê ek het jou op Carte Blanche gesien. Luister.
Dit was ja, ek weet van wie jy praat.
Ja.
Dit was ja.
Ja.
Maar ja.
O, okay. Nee, maar jy was miskien in die agtergrond. Luister, Esra is wat jou naam?
Stefan.
Okay, wat ons doen, ons staan gewoonlik hier. Die hele ding van hierdie rentboy besigheid waar ons is hier by die, van die Spar reg oor daar tot by die Ryma kerk waar ook nogal baie kliënte is waar ons verkoop ook ons moet baie drugs verkoop.
Saam met
jou dienste want ons kry baie dat die mense senuweeagtig is en dan dis waar ons inkom. Kyk, elkeen het hier sien jou tassie met drugs.
Okay.
So as jy inklim dan onmiddellik wat jy moet doen is dan vra as oom ja. Nee, maar dit is deel van dit is hoe ons dan nou hoekom ons so goed betaal word.
Is dit maak hulle op hulle gemak? Dis wat jy sê dat die drugs.
Dit maak hulle ontspan.
Okay.
En hoeveel vra jy?
Wel, I mean, soos ek sê, ek het pryse gehad met ja, aan die ander kant van die dorp met ander verskillende
kliënte. So
maar ja, dis omtrent so
jy fluktueer.
150.
Okay.
Ja. Maar ek het my baas het nie gesê hy's drugs betrokke nie, so is dit hoe dit gaan wees?
Jy hoef nie drugs te vat nie.
Ek moet dit wel in my
jy kan as jy wil. Nee, maar jy moet jou tassie. Die hele ding is eintlik dat die hele besigheid se wiele word geolie deur die drugs.
Okay.
So sal die mense moet terugkom vir meer.
En is hier pote of nie?
Nie so ver, wel, ek het een keer gehad en hy was Nou kom ek vertel jou iets. Ek is die poot.
Skies toch?
Ek is die poot. Okay, so. Sjo. Okay. Daai man lyk vir my interessant. Probeer jy, ek sal luister en elke nou en dan inkom as jy kak maak.
Goeiemiddag meneer.
Hallo.
Ek is Stefan. Sê as jy hulp nodig het.
Ek is Gustavo. Ek is van die lab.
Die lab? Wat se lab, meneer?
Kom ons los maar vir eers net daar by die lab. Ek ran 'n besigheid met die naam die lab. En ek wil 'n bietjie besigheid hierso doen.
Ek is ook hier as oom langstel dalk.
Ja, 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 kyk, ek wil maar net ek wil eintlik so groepie by mekaar.
Dat's hy. Ja. 'n Groep boepsie.
Ja, ons is ons massa matrasjie en ek is bereid om te betaal.
Nee, dit is jy moet bereid wees om te betaal ook.
Ja.
Okay. So Stefan, wat dink jy so R450 miskien elk?
En as dit net die drie van ons?
Ja.
Ja, en is dit
nou, of soek jy meer nog mense?
Uur of hoe werk?
Nee, dit is vir die hele sessie, maar oom hoef nie ook te betaal vir homself nie. So dit is R900. En dan het ons ook, as oom belangstel, om lekker wil ontspan, op 'n moerse raad, we gaan het ons ook hierdie, maak oop, Stefan, maak oop.
Ja, maar dit is die ander gedeelte van die ooreenkomst wat ek met julle oor wil gesels, dis hoekom ek vir julle noem. Ek is van my besigheidsnaam is die lab.
So,
dis waar, meneer?
Man, ag, is 'n ou poeiertjie met 'n blouerige kleur. Ja, kyk, dit laat jou baie lekker ontspan. En so ek wil, basis stel ek ook belang dat julle oudjies vir my, deur wat julle doen, nou dit ook versprei. Dus dan kom 'n ekstra fooitjie by.
Kyk, ja, ek sal met my baas moet praat daaroor, want ons is eintlik ons eie blou goedjies hier so. Maar as, ja, ons sal daaroor moet praat. Ek wil vir oom vra, dat ons, dis amper soos 'n restaurant, jy kan nie jou eie wyn inbring nie.
Aha.
As oom miskien van ons blou goedjies wil gebruik, en oom kan kyk of ons blou goedjies so lekker soos oom se blou ja. Ding.
Maar ek dink ek gaan definitief julle gebruik tot julle blou.
So meneer, okay. Wil nie net dit verkoop nie, meneer soek ons dienste ook.
Ja, nee, nee.
Ja, ek doen hy dienste.
Alles ingesluit, alles ingesluit.
Okay, so, waar gaan ons heen?
Ons gaan na my huis toe. Ek is in Boksburg.
Here. Gaan ons Uber? Hoe gaan ons uitkom, oom?
Nee, nee, ek het 'n kar hier met 'n bestuurder. Hy staan daar agter. Daai ou wit Mercedes wat daar staan.
Sal oom ons weer terugbring?
Ja, asseblief? Ja, ons sal jou veilig terugbesorg.
Reg.
Okay, ek is jy reg, Stefan?
Ek dink so. Meneer soek nie, ek het 'n paar, ja, daar's 'n vark en 'n
beer. Nee.
Okay.
Stefan.
Nee. Strictly mense.
Stoof poepies van J.H.
Dames, hierdie is 'n heeltemal verkeerde sting wat ek gespeel het. Maar dis nice. Ek dink dit is stofpoppie soos hulle nou wegstap om te gaan Tamai Nai. Is a beautiful song. Dit was lekker, maar jy's goed met improv, né?
Cool, thanks.
Ja. Okay, jy speel tot wanneer in die theater, studio van die Monte Cassino Pieter Dorien Theater?
Tot 23 Oktober, wat ook my verjaarsdag is. My regte verjaarsdag.
Ek het altyd happy birthday sting gehad, kom ons kyk. Nee, ek het hom nie. Nee. Happy birthday, Andre. Happy birthday. Blaas my kersie. Die 23ste.
Ja.
Wat sal jy vir jou vriende sê oor dop?
Gaan kyk dit.
Ja.
It's worth it. I mean,
dit is regtig
beautiful.
Daar's baie dinge wat daar buite aan die gang is. Daar's baie keuses, maar hierdie is regtig iets unieks. En as jy eers daarin is,
dan gaan jy nie baie maklik uit nie.
Baie vermaaklik, stof tot nadenke. Ek het 'n hele paar goed wat baie nice is van die play is, mense sê goed, en jy herken jouself in dit, en dan dink jy so 'n bietjie oor jouself, op 'n manier, alkohol en die mens, ons reageer baie dieselfde, en ek dink dit is waar, om ons so herken, dit so herkenbaar is vir ons ook,
ja.
Jy het dit baie mooi gedoen, en hoe dit is 'n vraag wat ek nou onthou ek wil jou vra is, het jy nou maar net gegaan op wat jy doen as jy dronk is, of het jy gaan studeer oor dronkenskap of wat, want jy doen al daardie dinge wat 'n mens herken, die hoe het jy dit daar uitgekom?
Weet jy, Kasper, ek weet nie of jy ooit in 1989 sing jy van bomme gesien het.
Ja, ek het jou geken toe. Ek het jou geken.
En daarna moes ek ook mos dronk speel.
Oh, nee, ek kan nie dit onthou nie. Ek onthou net jy was in 'n babadoek.
Nee, wat, ach, ek, dit is maar, ja, mens het maar jou eie ervaring waarop jy, tap. Maar dit is maar meer observant. Jy weet, mense observant dronk is hoe hulle praat. Wat gebeur met die tong, met die mond, op watter stadium van die dronk, en dan wat gebeur met die liggaam, en dan het, en ek het dit gebring, en toet so wijn het net verder gevat, wat so lekker is.
Ja.
Jy weet, sy het door die uiterste toe gedruk, wat nice is.
Is dit alles klaar gedoen? Met ander woorde, Wilhelm moet, hy weet, jy gaan nou dit, en dan gaan jy het weer herhaal. Dit is nie surprises wat jy op hom gooi nie.
Ek dink so, elke aand kom ou Frank, is daar klein goeikies wat niet bykom, of klein bietjie verander, maar dis die lekker ding van Wilhelm is, hy so secure, en hy so daar, dat ek kan vir hom eindelijk basis enig iets gooi, en vat hy dit en hy werk daarmee, maar is nie, die struktuur is baie solid.
Ja,
baie solid.
Want daar is wonderlike, echte en a variety van dinge wat mens herken van, as jy onder die invloed is, en dit is wonderlik, en wat jy ook doen, wat wonderlik is, is jy gaan tot op 'n punt, en dan het jy bykie, word jy bietjie soberder, en dan word, maar dis alles nog onder die laag van invloed, en dan weer een bykie, dan gaan jy weer over the top, en dan ek veronderstel, na die 5 minute na die pleit sal jou karakter seker koorts ernst.
Ja, Retief het gesê, as Tim daar uitstap,
uit
die bar uit, met die pappies, dan kry hy vir Frank onder een lamppaal, waar hy bezig is om te koets.
ja. Ach, dit was so fantastisch om met julle te praat, en dis een baie, baie goeie play, baie sterkte, en gaan julle dit al Kaap toe vat, Wilhelm?
Ons hoop so. Ons het so paar versoek al gekryf van die feeste, maar ons wacht nog om te hoor, maar dit sal ongelooflik lekker wees. Ja.
Dit is op 'n manier een feestproduksie in terme van die intimiteit en die budget van die play, is twee van julle met crew, maar ja, ek as mens een feest doen, oef, mens moet dit natuurlijk doen, maar dit is net beteken, dan gaan ons weer met die huisgenoot mense sit ook.
Ja, en 80 fone wat afgaan in die theater.
Ja, want hierdie is een theaterstuk, jy moet luister, jy kan nie net daar sit en fucking...
Ja, en ook, dit sal interessant wees, kyk, by die feeste ook, jy weet, ek bedoel, daar is gehoor wat meer liberaal is, maar daar is ook gehoor wat as jy daar eerste fok sê, gaan opstaan en uitloop.
Hulle sal 10-10-1, of...
Nou nog.
Nee, verseker.
Ja.
Nee, absoluut.
Of die oom sal sy hol skeer, dalk.
Ja.
Of nooit dit gehoor, dan gaan die tannie waai.
Dis vir my, net die laaste ding, dalk as ek mag.
Jy mag.
Dit is die naaste ding vir my van die pleit. Dit is baie gesofistikeerd ten spuite van die feit dat dit oor...
Natuurlijk.
Maar ek dink elke ou... wat al om 'n braaivleisvuur gestaan het of in 'n kroeg was, in die land kan identifiseer met die stuk.
100% absoluut. Dit is totaal en al eg en honest. Dit is, daar is nie, weet, as jy iets moet sê, dan sê jy kragtig of so iets nie. Jy praat precies soos ons mense nou maar praat, en mens herken die hele agtergrond van jou karakter en die hele baggage waarmee hy aankom. Dit is fantasties gedoen, en typisch Afrikaans ook, en ek hoop julle toer, en dankie aan Koosie ook, ek het eers geweet, hy het daai Retief gaan soek op Facebook, hoe wonderlik is dit? Huh? A talent jag.
Ingenious. Ja. Dit is waarom hy sy eie bezig het, sy eie maatskapie het.
Ja, I didn't know, soos die nazi's gesê na die oorlog.
En nou werk Retief in die Kaap, na hierdie ding, hy werk met Amanda Lane, hy werk met Nicola Hanekom, ewe skielik.
Is dit groot name?
Hy skryf nou nogal, ja.
Awesome.
Want dit is goed, hy skryf goed.
Ja.
Dit lê lekker.
Hy kan skryf, ja.
Ja, baie geluk aan Sylvian...
Sylvain.
Sylvain. Wie?
Sylvain.
Sylvain wie?
Struik.
Sylvain Struik. Baie geluk aan jou, Sylvain. Baie geluk aan Retief Ys.
Skool,
skool.
Baie as die kokste. En nou die loerie vir die kokste radio-omroeper. Wat allemaal naam
dankie, op. Kasper Meyring.
Het is een plezier, Karen Oetendal. En, en aan julle allemaal wil ek net sê, dankie dat julle hier was, en sterkte, en onthou mense gaan kyk na Dop, en ons sal weer gesels.
Ek voel so jammer dat hulle gaan, dit was so
ja,
lekker.
Dit was lekker, dat voel van jou, was nou net begin het.
Ja, moet hulle gaan.
Wel, ons volgende gast.
Oh, veel snacks het.
Ons het een snack, dis een appel. Our next guest
ek kan vir jou pillen
is a delicious round red apple. And his name is Johnny. Are we going to eat some apple? No.
Kind gaan nou weg haar kloof.
Nee, hy sal nie. Ek like Johnny Apple verskrikkelijk baie. And so we're going to have a good time. But now I want to tell you people, and I don't know your musical taste, Wilhelm, hoe oud is jy? Is jy self a millennial?
En hy is...
Ek 32.
Wow! Okay. Well, jy is net a millennial.
Die Crowded House het voor die tijd speel.
Syne.
Het hy voorgestel.
Into temptation.
Dis nou happening. Yep. Hy is.
Jy lyk goed vir jou ouderdom.
Dank jy. As ek skeer, dan lyk ek so.
Ja, nee, jy lyk nog alright. So 23.
Wilhelm, Dixie, as jy sê wanneer jy gebore is, want ek het vir 'n oomblik gedink, jy is 18. Ek dog jy is gesê, jy is gebore in 1998.
Die karakter?
Ja.
Oh, yeah, it's 19 August 99.
I heard 1998.
Okay.
I heard 1999, and I was like,
okay,
what the hell?
Okay. I will definitely
dan gee ons jou 'n fucking director's tip.
Dankie, and I will definitely use it.
Wat vir 5 minute het hy gesit, maar God, hoekom is hy so jong? Hoe kan hy so, ja.
19 August 1990.
Want jy was te wys met vir 'n 17-jarige, wat jy gesê het. Okay, maar toe later sê jy dit weer, en toe besef ek my fout. Okay, so people, do you know that there is a band called Green Day? Yes, of course we know. We love them. And they have got a new CD out called Revolution Radio. So now we're going to listen to one of those songs. It's called Young Blood. And with that, I say goodbye to Andre and Wilhelm and see you after this. Okay? Is it reg? Goed?
Dank je, Kasper. Dank je.
Come and have a dop. Kom drink a dop.
We will.
Blood, young blood, she's my little young blood, young blood, young blood. Ladies and gentlemen, performing Stop, it's Johnny Apple.
All that I have is all that you've given me. Did you never worry that I'd come to depend on you? I gave you all the love that I had in me. Now that I found you, blind, and I can't believe it's true. Wrapped in his arms, I see you across the street. And I can't help but wonder if he knows what's going on. Oh, you talk of love, but you don't know how it feels when you realize that you're not the one. Oh, you better stop before you tear me all apart. You better stop before. Not that easy when your soul is torn in two. So I disresign myself every day. Now all I can do is leave it up to you.
People, wasn't that just absolutely fantastic? And when I listen to that, I involuntarily go, yeah, woo, fog, amazing. That's how I like to react to singers. Then they are natural and they've just got that, I don't want to say X factor, they got that thing that singers do possess when you go, oh, we're not a flies, oh, yeah, 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 and you spring up. Huh, Jermaine? Do you also react like that to music, or are you more prissy?
Oh, no, I'm not prissy at all. I do. Music is amazing. I mean, it makes you dance. It makes you forgive people. It makes you love everybody.
Yes.
You know, it puts you in a trance. No, I love music. Absolutely. Ha. Ja, moet speel met my. Ek gaan kyk of haar boodskap is.
Lees ons boodskap voor ek vir Johnny gaan voorstel, want hy is hier. Johnny Apple is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Jannie Appel is hier, mense. En I love that stuff. I haven't seen it before. I must say, yes, this is good. It's so well done. Wat sê Adrian?
Okay, weet jy,
waar is jy?
Ek is hier agter jou. So 'n moeilike lang boodskap en die skerm is so ver. Okay, Adrian, hey Adrian. Hy sê hello from the other side #Adelsong. Ah, julle pragtige skepsels. Ons kom nou net hier aan.
Ja.
Jy vat my oor verder van die skerm af. Hallo julle. My doos is lam gery. Dis hy. Dis hy.
Ja.
Die Vrystaat is 'n droë donderse plek. Ek moes 'n noodstop doen by 'n Clicks want ek het al uitgedroog soos 'n spons. Maar dit was lekker om deur die Karoo te kon ry want die seksie boere in hulle John Deere broekies Onge dooie donder maak 'n molla se bene lam.
Molla is 'n moffie.
Ja. Ai, dat ek maar 'n bietjie gaan rus. Tot weer en julle moet 'n lekker naweek hê. Baie liefde Adrian. Hos Adrian, lekker naweek vir jou ook.
Adrian, aren't you listening? Are you just podcasting kak for 7 minutes long? Don't you have a nice I've got Johnny Apple here. He's like fucking one of the biggest stars we've ever had on the show. Okay.
Ja, so ja, dit is 'n wonderlike kindjie om te kyk vir 'n molla se oog.
What are you talking about?
Ek praat van Johnny. Adrian praat mos nou van die feit dat hy nou 'n molla is en die John Deere boere wat die molla se oog so goed doen.
Our
so, which is special
guest is the one and only Johnny Apple. Johnny, baie welkom.
Dankie.
Are you crying or laughing?
No, I'm crying and laughing.
He's so embarrassed.
No, he's not embarrassed. I told him he can relax. It's like a visit here. But I, number one, ek het nie geweet jy is so jonk nie. I thought you were like 26, 27. He's not even 20.
No, so no.
And he is so big already.
Yeah.
So
that's so funny. Usually people say I look short.
Yeah, but so do they. Sell it for me. No, you look, I thought you were older in the way you carried yourself. But you are actually very young
that's
still.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mature.
Mature. But Johnny, there's still lots of things that's going to happen to you because you're only 19.
Do you or for you?
You are so fortunate. No, he's fortunate, but there's the whole life.
Sport, export. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Met hard werk. Hard ja. Werk.
Ja, maar jy gaan nog so deur baie dinge kan gaan in jou lewe. Ja. Jy het dit. Johnny, jy het dit. Hierdie stap. Ek het gisterand, ek moet bieg, vir die eerste keer in my lewe gekyk. Dit was 'n live optrede op televisie toe jy klaar South Africa's Got Talent gewen het.
Ja.
Is ek reg?
Ja.
'n Jaar daarna
ja, gewoonlik, het jy gewoonlik 'n jaar later dan kom die wenner weer op stage ja. En doen 'n liedjie en
jy is ja. Fenomenaal Johnny.
Baie dankie.
Ja.
Kon jy skool klaar maak?
That's a very good question because we're going to go there. We're going to, you know why I want to, that's a very good question because he was spotted at school. Not spotted, Afrikaans spot.
Oor gespot.
Hy's gekerg. Oor sy sang en kak en en ek wil by hom hoor want sy stem is so uniek. Ek kan absoluut verstaan hoekom kinders sal spot want hulle verstaan dit nie.
Ja,
but a record producer will hear his voice and go my God, this is unique. So, yeah, school. What happened at school?
Ek het net graad, ek dink ek het graad 9 agter my naam.
O, jy is beter as Jacob Zuma.
ja, ek het nie graad 10, 11 of 12 gedoen nie.
Good for you.
Well, actually, ek het na private skool toe gegaan, maar ek het gestop in 6 maande, want, is Kasper, ek so dom. ek kan nie leer, ek sal my eerder bly by sing.
So wat is vir jou dom dan nou? Wiskunde?
Ek is sleg in skoolwerk, ek kan nie... Ek weet nie hoekom nie, ek kan nie leer nie.
So met ander woorde, die tradisionele manier van leer werk nie vir jou nie.
Nee,
dit beteken nie jy is dom nie, hoor. Los daai sin nou net hierso.
No, that doesn't mean you're dumb. You're not dumb at all. Most of the unique people in the world were thought to be dumb. Like Einstein also left fucking school. Hallo. It's because you are unique. Jy is so uitgeknip wat jy moet doen. The way you carry yourself, the way you sing, you can't do anything else. Jy kan nie gaan werk in 'n kantoor nie, Johnny. Jy kan nie. Jy kan nie accountant word nie. So, so it's good that you left. But did you get... What is private school now? Wat is dit nou? Hypolaai dier school met ryk kinders? Or what is that?
Iets is dit. Ja? Maar ek het 'n private school gegaan in George. Ek het in George gebly vir 9 jaar. En ek het private school daar gegaan na ek in 'n school uit in Nico was. En toe, dit is 'n golfskool, so hulle het meer gefokus op golf, maar ek het daar gegaan, vir die systeem, en dis Cambridge, so dis homeschooling werk daar, die tye is anderste, jy is nie so lang by die skool nie, en jy kan werk op jou eie tyd, en een van die groot redes hoekom ek van uit in die kwaaf na daai skool toe gegaan het was, want ek was way te geboelie in Ek was so baie geboelie.
Really?
Ja, ek het tot die punt gekom waar ek eers skool toe kon gaan nie, of ja, kinders sou my met klippe gooi.
Omdat jy klein is, of?
Ja, en ek het, ek is gay, en ek het uitgekom laas jaar, 11 Oktober, ek dink. En toe ek in uit in Nico was, toe ek was baie feminine, en
so hulle het dit opgetel.
Ja. Maar ek het dit altyd deny. Maar wat snaaks is, daai mense wat my so gespot het in skool, hulle follow my nou op Instagram.
Ek wou nie.
Your biggest fans, Johnny, always like that. Nommer 1, you always go through denial. So was I was 5 and already celebrating for men, and you deny it. You deny it in yourself.
Yeah.
En jy sal actually lelik wees met other gay mense. Tot jy by yourself. Yeah. But you, it took me to be about 22 to realize what I am. Jy het so jong dit gedoen. Dink jy...
Ja, was 'n groot besluit. Ek het nie regtig daarin gedink nie. Ek onthou ek was in my bed en ek het letterlik in 'n minuut, dog ek weet jy wat, ek gaan uitkom, my familie sê, ek gaan vir almal sê, en ek het regtig nie eers daarin gedink nie, ek het net gedoen, en toe ek het doen, toe voel ek soveel beter, en jy dink, dit sal erg wees as jy uitkom, en jy weet, het gaan shitty wees, maar eindelijk was het die beste besluit wat ek ooit in my lewe gemaak, jy voel net meer free.
Jy moes het aan jouself eers erken?
Ja.
And then you have to, it's like you discovered something, you've got to tell people. Yeah.
Kan ek vra, hoekom is dit nodig om uit te kom? Is it like a respect thing of wat? Because straight mense kom nie uit.
Want dan gaan almal altyd net vra en jy raak verveeld, jy raak geïrriteerd om jy altyd aan om mense te sê die, ja ek is nie. En jy wil net jouself wees, so dat as jy kyk na aan 'n ou, dan gaan mense nie dink, why is that? Hulle gaan nie vra nie, hulle gaan net weet. Verstaan nie wat ek sê?
Ek weet wat jy, my manier van dink is niemand so bly die besigheid nie, because straight mense hoef nie uit te kom nie, jy gaan net aan, baie mense kom nie uit nie. So you just go like, okay, ek het te go.
But in today's society, it's like you kind of have to do it, otherwise people will always just... Okay. Because people are so in your face if they don't know something.
But can I explain how it was in my time? People would say things like, Casper is a morphe. Now, it wasn't the time to say yes. It was just a negative time. So dan moet jy gaan... wat jy moet dit probeer neutraliseer sonder om te sê jak is.
You guys were trailblazers, nee?
And so what was fantastic was when you had the guts to say, ja, nou maar okay, nou is ek fucking een. Then that has got to stop. Dan kan jy mos nou nie meer sê Casper is 'n moffie. Met ander woorde, ek gaan iets sê wat jou gaan skaam of seer of ongemaklik maak. So what? Just fucking say it. Maar die tyd moes gekom vir daai ding. En Johnny, ek wil vir jou vra, is dit as gevolg van role models like Colton Hayes or whoever dat jy besluit het, okay, I'm gonna say it now because I recognize it in myself, of hoe dit gebeur?
Soos ek gesê het, dit was net 'n besluit. Ek het nie regtig...
Jy het nie om jou gekyk?
Nee.
Okay.
Nee, glad nie. Maar iets wat ek is gay, ja, maar as ek in publiek ingaan, of ek gaan uit met vriende, kom en sê, ek het 'n boyfriend, ek sal nie sy hand vas so in publiek nie, want ek dit draw attention. Verstaan nie wat, dis nie omdat ek love het as ek ander mense sien, twee ouens wat hande vashou of twee meisies wat hande, maar vir my nou op die oomblik, ek's nie gereed vir daai attention nie, want koppe draai sodra hulle twee mans sien wat hande vashou of
it depends where you are, ja.
Ja, so ek is nog 'n bietjie ja, so.
Alle dinge het sy tyd, jy is 19, die lewe is nog voor jou, maar as jy byvoorbeeld een dag in Soho stap in Amerika, in New York, whatever, you will be able to take wat aan vas, so, want dit is nou maar hoe allemaal daar loop, whatever. Maar dit is 'n baie, baie dapper en gutsy ding wat jy gedoen het. Wow, I really admire you for that.
Dankie, Kas.
Gegewe dat hy 'n kunstenaar is, nee, want in hierdie bedryf is baie mense maar stil daaroor.
Ja, dit was in die wereld so. Hollywood was so is nog steeds 'n bietjie so. Net Tom Cruise. No, I'm joking. I'm joking, hey. Tom. Oh, I love
maar
you.
Maar ek dink ook 'n groot deel omdat ek uitgekom het was ook ek dink dis omdat ook ek het support.
Ja. Yeah.
En omdat ek dink ek sou dit as ek nie in die industrie was, dink ek ek sou dit nou al gedoen het, maar omdat ek sien hoe baie mense my support en toe dog ek, weet jy, dit sal fyn wees, ek sal liefde kry en ek sal maar in skool, ek onthou ek het 'n vriend gehad in skool, hy het sy lewe weggevat 3 jaar terug, omdat mense hom gespot het in skool, omdat hy was gay, maar hy het nooit uitgekom nie, maar mense het altyd geweet, en
hy het ook geweet,
ja, so en ek wil nooit happy waar ek nou is, want as ek nog in George gebleid en ek was nog in school, ek dink, jy weet, ek weet nie wat ek sou doen of
en jy het die baggage nog gehad, ja, wat jy moet dra saam met jou.
Ja, want kids are mean in school.
I know. Like they, you know. People are mean, period. But kinders is, maar soos ek vir jou vertel, ek was gay en ek het gay mense gespot. So evil is ons, actually. Want jy probeer dit wegkaats van jouself af.
Yeah.
And then one day you go, but listen, better embrace this and be proud of it. En 'n ander ding wat nice is, en ek wil nie beels blaas nie, but gay people oor die algemeen is dit goeie mense. Dit's kunstenaars, ons is stokke, ons dra buite society.
You know, I was just sitting thinking here, the gay community is one of the most nurturing communities that you can ever find yourself in. En as jy kyk na al die trends in die wêreld, as jy kyk na designs, I mean, al daai goeders, it's been launched by gay people, they just never said, listen, you know, but look at style, look at the high heels, I mean, please, show me a girl who does not appreciate the fact that there are high heels, etc., etc. So, but the most important thing for me, I think, is that the gay community is the most nurturing.
Yes. And it's good to be alive now, Johnny, in this age. Even though the world is a bit fucked up, it's good that you were 19, you could say this. It's great. You've got a whole life in front of you.
There were so many people my age after I came out.
But
yeah, that they I got so many messages from people fantastic. Like, thank you, Johnny, for doing
this.
It inspired me, and like it's so that also helped me a lot. I mean, seeing that I could help other people.
Maar dis waarom ek jou gevra het, jy 'n role model gehad, want jy is nou 'n role ek kan nie praat nie. Want
jy is nou 'n role model vir baie omdat
jy uitgekom het. But were they, you didn't look at someone and say, oh, he's gay. Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. No.
No, not really, eh?
You know Elton John is gay, eh?
Yeah.
Wie else is gay?
Troye Sivan.
Who?
Troye Sivan.
Who the fuck is that?
He's from Spud.
Yeah, I know exactly where he is now. Yeah. Remember, I'm old. I'm Generation P. You are millennial. Oh, yeah. Spud, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then is there Adam Lambert.
Woo-hoo. Sam Smith.
Who's your favorite singer at the moment of the young ones?
The young ones?
Yeah. Right, you know?
I have to say Connor Maynard.
Ek moet nie van my kyk
nie. Kyk, hy is nog nie baie famous nie, maar hy doen baie goed vir homself nou.
Hoe?
Connor Maynard.
Tell me
about him. Ons moet gaan Google.
Nee, ek ken nie baie van hom nie, Kasper.
Ons sal die sjentjie moet
klop. Hy
sing covers en hy sing...
Is he on iTunes?
Ja, yeah, he's on YouTube. Well, he's probably on iTunes, yes. But
spell him net for me.
Connor
Maynard, Maynard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Johnny Apple.
So, jou naam.
Ja, gaan.
Jou naam. Jou geboortenaam.
John Francois Appelgrein.
Is dit... Sê weer die naam?
John Francois Appelgrein.
So jy sê dit John. Nee, ek weet nie maar die John. Ja. Want ek het nou die naam gekyk, toe dink ek, is dit Juan? You know?
In Portuguese it's Juan.
Yeah, yeah. Of is it Johan?
My dad was Portuguese and... Ah. Yeah, so...
He died early.
Yeah. Ek was een. Yeah.
Do you have pictures of him and stuff?
Nie op my phone nie. Ek kan nie baie
foto's sien. Maar jy weet hoe hy lyk?
Ja. Ah. I read what I like.
And what does your mother say? Would he be proud of you?
Yeah, when to ek gebore was, to my dis nou wat my ma my vertel het. To hou my pa my in sy hande en to say my kid is either he want these wishes for me was either to be a professional soccer player or a singer.
Aww. So
two very different things, but yeah. So it's quite cool to think that I'm doing that as a living now and I'm singing. So I think in a way I'm making him proud, yeah.
On YouTube, I saw a clip of a lady going through all kinds of emotions. I couldn't quite understand because I was driving or traveling. I can't drive. I was traveling. But was it because of your voice that she was going like, have you seen that? No. I'm going to look for it.
Liefie, ek kry nie vir Kano Maynard op hierdie foon nie. Is dit op jou kind?
Because you do YouTube gekyk.
Yeah, I will go look. I just want to finish this thing about the voice because he does magic on his voice with his voice. He sent me a WhatsApp. I asked him about his golden oldie favorites. We're going to talk about that now. Mm-hmm. And then he sang a bit and his voice was like liquid.
And then all that runs. Yeah,
I do a bit of that. Please, I'm like an opa now. But just do it for me, my child. Sing for my Yubiki Boutique.
I'm on the Casper show.
Oh my God. And your vibrato that came naturally? Or were you taught that?
Naturally.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Who taught you music? Or to sing?
Did it all myself.
Yeah. Nie regtig?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, he's meant to be great. I mean, yeah.
We are talking to Johnny Apple. I recorded all this. Fuck, I've got to play it. Johnny. Yeah. It is Johnny.
Johnny Bites.
Love it, love it.
Oh, he's got a new single out. It came out in August, am I right? Johnny?
The new single. No.
Johnny, came, Home Tonight.
No, that came out a few weeks ago, actually.
But we are September.
Was it now in October? Augustus is...
Oh, yeah, it wasn't August. No, it wasn't August, sorry.
God poopie terug.
Yeah, it's doing so well now. I'm so happy.
You are number one. Tell me about that, Radio 5. I saw something.
Well, I'm number one on the pop chart on 5FM. And,
awesome.
And
within a fucking week or something. They voted for you and you just went to number one.
Yeah.
How are you doing with the ego?
Ego? I'm doing good.
Are you doing good?
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Oh, good. Because, you know, mens kan mos nou baie van 'n groot kop kry en mense sleg
behandel. It's going to happen.
Watch
to you.
Out for that.
No,
watch
I'm very
that.
Happy for that. And then this Saturday, they, like, you get, like, top 10 dance tracks, top 10 soul or rock or pop. And I'm in the top 10 on the pop one. I'm number one. And then on Saturday, they're doing the SA Top 30. So that's all the songs together, like pop and rock.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be in the SA Top 30 on this Saturday. So you guys must listen to.
And are you going to be number one? You
I'm
hope
sure. I hope so. But
do you know. Sort of, and your management and everyone, they listen and phone each other and say, I'm number worse, I'm number what, I'm number that. Is that how you work?
You usually get an email.
Oh.
Did you also do
well
that?
Well done. Congratulations on
really?
Being number
email,
one.
Email, that's
don't
a...
You?
So,
I mean, it's like an SMS.
You know? Say my Johnny, to hear your eerste keer op die radio gehoor, it was also like they always write the singers. They say, I heard myself on radio. It's unimaginable.
Yeah, like I remember I got so excited the first time I heard my first single was Monday Night.
I got it. I got everything of yours here.
Yeah, no, I got really excited. But after a while,
you just say it again. My first single was?
Monday Night.
Oh. Oh, is it maybe this one? Yeah. Which one is live now? Him?
I know we're over a thing of the past, but let's sing out one last time.
You listen to Johnny Apple in stereo.
Let's go and party. Do you know where it's at? Cause we died on a Monday night. We died on a Monday night.
Goosebumps.
It's true, it's true.
It is. It's totally goosebumps.
The mountains high until the ends of the earth. It's true, it's true. I'd still alive for you. Bring down the sky, cause I know what you're worth. But we died on a Monday night. We died on a Monday night. Ooh.
Johnny. I am finished.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. That thing that you just did now, that stereo thing you did now, awesome.
That's what I mean, girl.
Awesome.
He's got it. That's what I mean with jumping up. That's what I mean with that witness in your eyes now. Yes.
That is real talent.
You've got international talent, Johnny.
Thank you.
And I was busy om iets te vroeg. Monday night was your first, yeah? And?
Yeah. I know.
What are we talking about?
The first time you heard it.
But after a while. Like,
oh, on the radio.
After a while, I guess you kind of get used to it. Like, it's not like you, when you hear it again.
But it's not that eerste keer.
Yeah.
But what was altijd lees, what he like, wow, we're on the radio.
Yeah,
did
like
you
go, being on TV. I'm on TV.
I remember.
Did you do that, Cassie? I'm on TV.
Yes,
I'm on TV. Is it?
Yes, I was.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah. Ah. You all congregating in front of the TV. You're a super TV.
That time it was a big thing, huh? It was a big
thing. TV was the only thing, except for radio. Remember when there wasn't TV, there was radio. People were going, I'm on the radio, I'm on the radio. Recognize me. And then they walk around with radios on their necks, saying, I'm talking cock.
Yeah, the boom boxes.
Ja,
daar was 'n era toe mense met daai goeters geloop.
Nee, maar ek bedoel as jy op radio was, dan loop jy rond met 'n boombox op jou kop om te wys jy's 'n radioster. Dis wat ek bedoel het.
Oh.
I tried to make a joke, but it didn't quite land.
Juan, I'm not all that bright sometimes when it comes to jokes.
En okay, Monday night, tell me about something I don't know, so forgive me for my incompetence. Skryf jy jou eie goed?
Ek skryf my eie goed, ja, maar ek skryf baie hartseer. Goed, so dit is nie regtig radio type of stuff nie. It's just stuff that I do on the piano by myself. But I might release one or two on an album, but I would never really write a single, I guess, because I can't. I've got writers that write for me that know more about
so
writing
lucky.
And stuff, but. I write very sad, so I don't want to...
Now, but when you're 32, you might just change and write a nice pop album.
You never know.
But look, the sad songs are the ones that make the bucks, eh?
I mean,
because everyone is... There's always someone sad.
Yeah, but like, for radio, you need something catchy and, you know, that people are
It's a formula.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you're Adele, I mean, you can write any song and everyone would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, from where I'm right now, like... I think it's better to write more pop and catchy people that are my age that, you know, that they love all this pop songs but on the album, definitely I will put some nice ballads.
Please do. Johnny, we're fans now. You must,
yes.
Please do. You must tell us, where do you perform? When? Is there anything at the moment on gang wat ons moet van weet?
No, not right now, because we're just working on my EP that's coming out at the end of the year.
You know what an EP is? I know. Do you know?
Nee, sê gou dan.
It's like you release 5 songs at the end of the year. It's not
extended
a really full... Yeah, yeah.
Extended play, yeah. EP.
Okay.
So it's like 5 singles, basically.
Oh, I thought it was 8.
No, my darling.
Is that a welcome, long play?
Welcome to 2016, darling.
Thank you.
But Johnny, when you perform... First, before I forget, when you perform again, let me know, I want to be there.
Ek sal.
Number 2, hoe was it with One Direction?
Oh, it was amazing.
Ons
kinder 'n
bietjie kom in. Vertel, God, vertel.
I remember the first show was in Joburg. I did 3 shows.
Hmm.
And there was 2 in Joburg and there was 1 in Cape Town.
Did they listen to you? Did they see what you did?
I don't know. They were backstage. Bastard. They probably heard, but they...
Did they never tell you you're good?
No, you're not really allowed to. You're not really allowed to speak to them. There's so much security there.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not trying to make them sound bad, but they've got a lot of security, so you can't really...
Oh, wow.
Literally not even... Yeah, I'll just... Yeah.
Okay, just remember, just quiet.
Sometimes security ruins your name for you because you yourself don't know that people are so rude to you when you're not there. Although the Johnny, I say international con, and you hear someone like Casper wants to say hello to you and they are on a con. Help me, Johnny! I'll drink my breath! I know him! Okay. Please remember that. I will say, I know him, he's Johnny. No, where's that now? I know him, he's John. Yeah.
They like that, eh?
Oh, ek het omtrent 8.
En hy appel eet elke keer vinniger.
Ja, die ou fucking vreet die appel. Wat gaan met my draad? Ek sit op hom. Okay, there you go. Oh, Johnny, so tell me more about them. Were they professional?
I wouldn't really know because I didn't see them a lot backstage. But I saw them walking past me. But I didn't really...
They didn't have the courtesy to say hi to you?
Well, these are like really big artists and they do this all the time. Oh, so they have a lot of opening acts. So they don't really...
But then you should know... One day when someone opens for you, you should know that for that guy, it's such a privilege.
Yeah.
So if you come in and say, hi, we are One Direction, and thank you, and that's it.
I would probably have fainted.
Yeah, but
it wouldn't have been good, actually. Back before the show, I wouldn't be able to perform. So.
Sorry. Really? You thought it's like, really? Okay.
But who was it om voor die mensen op te
tellen? Casper was small. I never knew that... The amount of support that they gave to a South African artist is actually quite amazing. They go there for One Direction, yes.
Yeah, but they love you.
But just to see the amount of support I got on stage while singing, and it's actually quite amazing, and it boosted my confidence quite a little, to be honest.
And how did your Twitter account look after that?
Crazy, I think. After just doing 3 stadium shows with them, I grew like 40,000-50,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah, so... Like, and that's just 3, like every night. I remember we did it, the 3 shows were in a space of 5 days. And I remember every night, every day I gained 10,000 followers after the show. And I was like, yo, this is great. This shouldn't stop.
This
shouldn't stop. I will tour, world tour.
Yeah, so then that was pretty crazy. And I couldn't believe that I just got that from 3. So I was quite surprised.
But also because you're good. If you weren't good, they weren't going to do that. You know, you obviously made an impact and people were like, yes, we want to know what that boy's doing.
We're going to listen to a little bit of a teaser. From his new single. Could you play the whole thing now? No. I make teasers. I recorded Apple sounds and made teasers. Listen to that. He is so good. Ooh, Johnny Apple live in the studio. This is your second track with Tonight in the title. What's the other one? Monday Night.
Yeah, Monday Night.
Yeah, we played it. What is Warrior? Do you like it?
Yeah.
I love Warrior.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But this was like 2 years ago. This is like... When I was very young.
Yeah, okay, but you know, you can actually, you're so young.
My voice is more mature than this.
To do for you, if I could get closer, call you my own. There's something I've been feeling, need to show you. And I'll take you up, I'll never let you down. Soldier up and I will hold my ground. Stand on the front line, get down in the trenches. I am your warrior. Stand on enemy lines. I'm your warrior, babe. I'll be tall. Just for you, I'll go to war.
How do you spell that? W-H-O-R-E, war?
W-A-R-E.
Or war?
W-A-R-R-R-O.
Okay, I made them. Ah, Johnny, Johnny, fantastic. Your new single is Home Tonight. It was released. You're going to, before Christmas, have your EP or not? You think? You know?
Probably.
It should be clever from Sony because that's Christmas time.
Yeah.
I'm a wallaby key for Johnny EP and the co-set for Christmas. Can't release it in February. Maybe 14th of February. Valentine's Day.
We'll see. Anyway,
yeah. So this was Warrior. Then I discovered a lot of co-productions you were in. Like Top of the World. What was that? Tell me.
Oh, Top of the World.
That was Quezzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quezzy. What did you do there? Just come in and sing one day? Or?
Yeah, we just recorded that, released it. It didn't really do well, but like, you can play it if you want.
I'm gonna try. I'm trying my fucking.
I don't really perform the song anymore. We literally just released it and.
And it sort of fizzled away.
Yeah.
Oh. It says Quezzy featuring Johnny Apple, Top of the World. I know it's crazy. I know it's insane. Johnny Apple. I'm a player who likes to play the game. I know it makes no sense. No, I'm not confused. Put the top down. Let down the crowd. I got nothing but time. Yeah, that's beautiful. Must be something to make. Let me just check. What the fuck is this? What is it? Warrior?
Yeah.
Okay, there I stop it. You see, I was a bit confused. I want this. Then I've discovered another one called Alyssa's Ocean featuring Johnny Apple. Do you know this?
Let's see.
Alyssa's Ocean. Did you ever...
Let's see.
Were you paid for this? Fuck, we must find this out now.
This does not sound like mass.
Is there another Johnny
Apple? Yeah, Kasper, I weet nie wat hier daai het
nie. Is daar ander Johnny Apple in die wêreld?
There's a Johnny Apple seed. There is another Johnny Apple, but that's on me. I've seen on iTunes is another Johnny Apple, but that's on me.
Okay, so this is the most revolting piece of music you've ever heard in your life. It's not Johnny Apple. And if I were you, Sony, I would sue the fuck out of these people for this disgusting song with seagulls and the fucking sea. What is this? No. No, really. I think what we should... I think we should go home tonight. Oh, listen, 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 listen. Please. This is home tonight. On the back of your old black Cadillac. Tell your mother I'm okay, sorry shut up. About my dirty feet. Getting high on the back of your Cadillac. Tell your mother I'm taking you with me. Let's get reckless, darling. I don't wanna go home tonight. Let's get reckless, darling. I don't wanna go home tonight. Oh, we're dancing round this park. King a lot in our underwear, feeling like we don't care anymore, and time is ticking, but it feels like we'll be here forever, dear. I'm gonna hold you near and take me to see the city lights. Take me to see the city lights. What are you telling the girl here or the boy? Are you want to do drugs on the back of a Cadillac or what?
No.
What's happening here?
It's getting high on a Cadillac, but I mean
high on love.
Getting high on the back of your Cadillac. Basically, it's like you can be high on anything. You can be high by being happy or like it's a high. Like, I guess yes, it does sound like, you know, taking a joint or a bar.
I was thinking it's jointy time.
But that doesn't matter. Like a lot of kids will relate to it my age.
That's the thing. Wait. Hold my hand like you're young and attractive, and I will be there till you're fast asleep. His voice, it's unique, but it reminds me of someone. Woo.
Jason Mraz.
And, I love Jason Mraz. I always sing his song, I'm Yours.
And what's that Hernandez boy who sings...
Hernandez?
Yeah. He looks colored, but he's Hispanic. The short-ass boy. Anyway.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
There we go, yeah.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Love Bruno Mars. That's okay now for a gospel.
Well, what did you say, Jason Mraz? Or what?
Mraz, M-R-A-Z.
M-R-A-Z.
Mm.
I can sing a song of his.
Okay, what? Which song are you going to sing of his?
Well, just search there.
Okay, I'm searching, so I'll tell you what songs I get, and then we sort of do a cooperation here. With
you can type in Jason Mraz, I'm Yours, karaoke version.
Do they have that?
Yeah, they do.
Why have you stopped at home tonight now?
It's done.
Oh. You see, that's why I've got the little sound bites. We're just going. More Apple. It's Apple. I'm Yours, you said.
Yeah. Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
I don't get the karaoke now.
You gotta type in karaoke.
I can't get it. You sing with him. Wait.
Okay, I will do that.
Wait.
Yeah, because you know the words, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the words is just like for cussing.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
wait. We first want to plug your fucking CD. Wait.
Are you fanning? Oh my God.
Take me to see the city light.
Awesome.
Oh.
Listen.
Fanning. Take me to see the city lights.
Fanning.
Oh. Take me to see the city light.
Is it this one?
Ah, yes.
Okay, here we go.
Live
on the Catholic Radio Show.
Yeah, bring it on.
Johnny Apple.
Well, you outdone me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine interventions. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
That's Johnny.
Yeah.
Woo. Oh, lekker.
You. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We just do a big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, love, 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 loved. Oh, 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 I won't hesitate no more, no more. I can't do that. Shabba dabba labba dubla.
Oh, that is fantastic. And you're so young, you before 2 in the afternoon, you can already sing that high. When you're older, you got to go through like mist, fog, steroids. What's that stuff? Voltaren? What? Amazing, Johnny. Amazing voice,
thank
man.
You.
Okay, we were talking about Stoff Puppies, and I played the wrong fucking thing when Andre was here. And I wanted to play Consistory's theme tune, and I didn't. I played Stoff Puppies. So let's go, and we just say thank you, first of all, to Sandwich Baron for presenting us with Stoff Puppies. That is very important, so let's do this.
What do I eat today?
Well, I said
it'll have to be Sandwich Baron, as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad, or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings. Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
Thank you, lady. We will buy a sandwich for the Stop Puppy. Before we go to the Stop Puppy, for the, all the people of AHDH, here is first something else. Duncan, who used to present with us, who's now with Touch Central, he sent me a message. I don't know what the fuck he sent me, but I asked him to come in and he couldn't, so he sent me a message.
Hello, meneer Kanker. Is ek Duncan. Hello, allemaal van die Kasper Radio Team wereld.
Hello.
Ek is so jammer kan dat volgende môre vandag ek couldn't opgaan op die studio.
Wow.
Ek was baie besig, maar ek mis julle baie.
Oh.
En
oh
my lewe is nie die saam soos ek het julle gewaai.
Awesome.
Ek hoop dat ek sal julle sien soon. Baie dankie.
Dankie, dankie.
Oh,
that's so beautiful. It brought tears to my sad little fucking eyes. We are talking about who? James Brown. I asked Johnny. I said, Johnny, who's your favorite Goa Poppy? Poopy. Stof Poopy. He said, James Brown.
Really?
Yeah, and then he sang a little bit. I thought, this guy can't sing. So what?
So do you know that he only did, you're talking about You Can't Learn. Do you know that he only went as far as grade 6?
Oh, really?
Yes.
There you go.
And see what he did? Change the world. Yeah. So what do you want to know about him? He was born in 1933. And
I can't think that far.
You know what's so crazy? He died on Christmas, 2006. Yeah, he died on Christmas, and that was after a tour from Europe. He had pneumonia, didn't know about it, just had an extended cough. You know, you must watch that. There we go.
Ja, okay, go on.
So, okay, Cassie, so jy gaan kyk na die hoes, nee?
Ek gaan.
Okay. So, hulle het net gesien. He's, you know, he's coughing and then went to the doctor. Boom. Few days later. And he was still, in fact, he was supposed to, a few days later, perform on Anderson Cooper's show. Is it Cooper Anderson from CNN?
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. Okay, well then. Yeah, so that was him. And so he was also singer, also songwriter, which you're going into now. So you're doing great. He was a record producer. He was, of course, as everybody knows, the father of funk, which came in the 60s, and then the godfather of soul, which came in the 70s. But apparently, he was a stickler for discipline. So, but I mean, you can understand, you know, why he went that far. If
with his people, his crew.
Yes. So he said everyone had to do everything right on time. There was no nonsense. So he's as a band leader. So apparently he would fine his crew and his band members. He said, they say after, you know, once when they perform, if he sees that maybe their shoes aren't cleaned properly or they sang a bum note or played a bum, something that wasn't supposed to be, you know, in there, he would discipline them. And apparently those moves he used to make on stage when he turns around and points, that's like to tell his band members, that what you done there, that's not right. And then,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and then he would, with a hand show them what the fine is. So, and everybody always thought that.
So you would do that. Oh, $5.
Yeah. So people thought now that this was just, you know, and he started off with gospel. Well, people thought it was part of his show, his dancing, but. Mm-mm. He started off with gospel, and you know where he started? Because he was, he went to jail, to juvie actually, at 16 for armed robbery. Yes! And then, at that age, he just, you know, started this group in jail or in juvenile, and then he went on early parole, and I don't know what for, probably good behavior or something like that. And another thing before I'm going on now, but no, I'm going to finish
it's
soon.
Very interesting.
There's there is an arena that's named after him in South Carolina, in Augusta.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So, and he was born in a shack. And he grew up in a kind of brothel.
You know a lot about James Brown. Kind of,
just for you.
Kind of. and like a bit of Shebeen thing, you know. So he was, so I don't know. I do love his music. I think my favorite song is probably Get Up Off of That Thing. But it sounds rude, but apparently that was written for his peers, you know.
Oh.
So it had nothing sexual about that. It was like aimed at people like Barry White and them and Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Get up and do my thing.
Woo!
Get into it, man, you know.
So
Charmaine, keep on talking, and I'm going to fade you out.
All right. And also, Miles Davis and other jazz musicians found him an inspiration. That was Mr. James Brown.
Thank you, Charmaine. James, suck to us.
Machine, get on up. Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene, I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling, sure your bone. Get it together, right on, right on. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up.
Yes. Thanks for that, Johnny, because we never played him before. So we are ons amper klaar. Kan jy dit glo? Kyk hoe lekker het ons gekuier,
ja,
Johnny.
Ja, lekker. Ek het geniet.
Ja, jy moet weer kom. En onthou, nooi my uit na 'n show.
Exact.
Ons ideale Kasper Radio show sal daar wees. Ek wil dankie sê vir Pasella wat hier was. Pasella. Dankie dat julle kom in voorklaar het weer sê Pasella. Ons kan nie lelike woordjie sê of oor ons woorde struikel nie. Dit word nie aanvaar nie. Baie dankie dat Pasella hier was, hier op ons radiostasie. Dit was vir ons 'n besondere eer en voorreg. Dankie Pasella en dankie aan Johnny Apple. Johnny Apple. En dankie aan Charmaine Harris. Of moet ek sê harass?
Harass. You want me to harass you?
So Johnny, good luck, hey, with your future and...
Kan ek net iets sê voor ons gaan?
Jy het 5 minute te sê.
Nie so lang nie, maar... ek het jou gesê op WhatsApp, maar ek was 'n fan van jou af. Ag, ek was 'n fan van jou, vandat ek, ek is 11 of 12 was, ek is nou 19, en ek onthou, Kasper, ek sal in die aande, en sal ek op YouTube gaan, en sal ek... Allee, weer eens kijk.
So, Kasper het jou leer vloek.
Voor 3, 4, 5 uur, ek sal 3 uur in die ochtend gaan slaap, nadat ek jou video's gekyk. Ek love it.
You know what he did? He actually took the trouble and he came to my show last week.
Aww.
Yeah, I appreciated awesome. That so much.
Ver rij, maar ek moes.
Dank. Van waar van jy rij?
Met drank.
Het is so ver nie, for fuck's sake.
40 minute, 45 minute.
Het is so ver nie.
Ek in my lijst.
Maar jy het geniet die show.
Ja, ek het baie geniet.
It was the first show ever,
it was the first show I've ever watched of Casper.
It was the first show I did in years, so it was full of little mistakes, but it was a nice...
Nee, dat was goed. Maar as jy mistake maak, you know...
That's comedy.
It's, yeah, exactly, it's...
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Johnny, I didn't even know you knew who I was, so thank
you. Oh, Kasper.
No, I'm a big fan.
No, I didn't know before.
Seriously, you are freaking Kasper de Vries.
Hello. I was Hello. Listen, let me tell you a story.
My mom loves him as well.
What's her name?
Yes, her name is Savannah.
Huh? Havana?
Savannah.
Savannah. Ek is baie, is Afrikaans of Engels?
Afrikaans.
Savannah, ek is baie lief vir jou. Dankie dat jy vir ons in die wêreld Johnny Apple gegee het. Ek weet, is appelgrein. In ons harte sal hy altyd grein wees. Maar vir die wêreld buiten is het Johnny Apple. En onthou, hy is joune. Dring aan om saam met hom te reis. Oral waar hy gaan in die toekoms. Jy het die moeite gedoen om hom uit te druk. Nou moet hy fucking saam gaan. Met jou. Thank you to everyone listening. What song have I got here, Johnny, that I can play? I've got Monday Night. We played that. We must quickly play this. Sorry, people.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Goodbye, stay well, bye-bye, bodyguard. Goodbye, goodbye, stay well, routines, bye-bye.
It's bye-bye from Casper, it's bye-bye from Shemaine, and bye-bye from Johnny.
Peace. Cliffcentral.com.